This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the evening sets in across Israel, temperatures are mild and pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying a warm evening with clear skies, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing a calm night, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla. Earlier this hour, the IDF acknowledges gaps in its defense against Hezbollah drones following a deadly attack in southern Lebanon. Also, from JNS, a short time ago, a maverick Arabic news outlet exposes Hamas's abuse of Gazans, emerging as a significant critic of the terrorist group. Also this hour, from Ynet, Iran's enriched uranium is likely still hidden at the Isfahan site, according to the IAEA chief, who spoke about the complex operation of potentially sending it out of the country. Separately, from the Forward, Hassan Piker faces backlash for supporting Hamas and pushing Democrats to be anti-Israel, though he claims Jews should not worry about him. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF is boosting its presence in the north amid escalating tensions with Hezbollah. Reaction has been swift on social media. Times of Israel reported just minutes ago that oil prices are rising as talks with Iran remain stalled and the Strait of Hormuz is closed. OSINT 613, an intelligence analyst, noted just now that over 1.2 million people in Lebanon face severe hunger due to the ongoing Israel-Hezbollah conflict. Why? Net News posted half an hour ago that UK leaders condemned the stabbing of two Jews in London amidst increasing anti-Semitic incidents. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's acknowledgement from Walla, the military admits its response to Hezbollah's suicide drones is incomplete. This statement follows a recent attack in southern Lebanon, highlighting ongoing vulnerabilities. The implications are significant for Israel's northern border security. Turning to the exposé by Jusur News from JNS, the outlet criticizes how Hamas mistreats Gazans. This development challenges Hamas's narrative and could influence perceptions within the region. Such revelations may affect international aid dynamics. Meanwhile, from Ynet, the IAEA's Grossi confirms discussions with Russia and others about Iran's uranium. The complexity of moving the uranium underscores the geopolitical stakes involved. This could impact nuclear non-proliferation efforts in the region. Moving on to Hassan Piker's controversy, as reported by The Forward, his comments have stirred debate over political alliances and perceptions of anti-Israel sentiment. This reflects broader tensions within U.S. politics regarding Middle East policies. On the economic front. First, from Globes, Teva Pharmaceutical has acquired Emalex Biosciences for up to $900 million and reported first quarter results that surpassed analysts' expectation. Separately, from CTEC, despite strong growth in its Austedo product, Teva has cut its profit outlook following the Emalex deal due to margin pressures. And finally, from Walla Business, there's a heated debate in Dimona over the opening of a pharmacy on the Sabbath, highlighting tensions about the city's character and religious influence. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.